Thank you for calling the Hair Relaxer Helpline. My name is John. This is a recorded line. Am I speaking with Paula?
Yes, you are, Sue.
Hi, Paula. Good afternoon. I'm a case intake specialist for this hair relaxer lawsuit. By chance, were you diagnosed with a reproductive cancer after using a hair treatment product like a relaxer straightener?
Yes, I were.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. So what you can expect is, as a case intake specialist, I'd like to help you get signed up with the law firm that we work with so they can represent you and help you get compensation for damages. If you meet the criteria towards the end of our call, I'll have you sign the agreement between you and the firm, as well as an authorization to release medical records. So before I go any further, did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No, but I was about to.
You were about to, okay. Are you willing to affirm that you haven't signed any documents with another law firm?
I haven't signed any papers yet.
Okay, good. All right. And I'll help you get signed up so you would sign today. So you did speak to somebody, but you haven't signed documents. Is that right?
That's right.
Okay. And did you use a hair treatment product like a relaxer or a straightener within the last 20 years?
Yes, I did, Dr. Levy.
Okay. And then, and you were diagnosed with what type of cancer? Was it endometrial, uterine, or ovarian cancer?
Ovarian cancer. My uterus removed.
I'm sorry to hear that. That's awful. I'm sorry to hear that, Paula. I would like to help you get justice. And I know you would like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in this lawsuit. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Do you happen to know what type of ovarian cancer you had, the subtype?
Yeah, I do know that was the what was the name of that? I'm trying to do that. It was the kind, it was clear.
I think clear cell carcinoma.
I'm trying to remember that name.
I think it's clear cell carcinoma, because that's the only subtype that I see that I can identify that as starts with clear. Clear cell.
Clear cell.
Okay, very good. Okay. And then just to confirm, you are an adult over the age of 18, and since you are personally... Yep, okay, so you can personally file the claim. All right, and then could you provide me the date that you were diagnosed with ovarian cancer?
January 2024.
I'm sorry to hear that. Do you remember the exact day you got the bad news?
It was like, probably that was like that's been around Christmas time.
Oh, so closer to the beginning of January?
Yeah.
Can I say like maybe January 7th, 2024? Would that be okay?
Yeah, because I can't remember all them dates.
Okay. And then can I ask for your date of birth, please?
June 5th, 1967.
I'm sorry. You said that so fast. I apologize. I heard June.
June 5th, 1967.
June 7th?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I apologize. June 5th, 1957? Or 6-7? 6-7, okay.
6-7.
Thank you. So I think there's, I don't know why, but the sound quality is not the best. So June 5th, 1967?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me take a look at something here. So you were 56 at the time of your diagnosis, about to turn 57?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Okay, and then I'm sorry to hear that again, Paula. Paul, do you remember the name of the doctor that gave you the news of ovarian cancer?
Dr. Cobb.
Dr. Powell, is that P-O-W-E?
Cobb. C-O-B-B.
C-O-B-B, okay. Dr. Cobb, okay. And was that diagnosis made in a hospital setting?
No, that in his clinic. A GYN doctor.
Okay, at his clinic. Okay. And do you know the name of his clinic?
The OBGYN.
Okay. And he's in what city?
Columbus, Mississippi.
Columbus, okay. Okay, so I have Dr. Tommy Cobb, and
Yes, ma'am.
let me see if I can find his address. Is he at the Starkville Clinic for Women, 100 Medical Park Drive in Starkville, Mississippi?
No, yeah, he's there, and he's in Columbus too.
Oh, he's in Columbus? Okay.
He got an office in both towns.
Let me see here. So you saw him at the Columbus facility?
Yeah, but he got one at both. He's in there with another person in Columbus.
Okay. But is that's where you got the diagnosis, was in Columbus?
I went to Star for one time, and I went to over in Columbus one time.
I'm sorry. So
before I got ready to get the surgery, he sent me to Columbus.
Oh, I'm so sorry for the, I don't, I think it's just the sound quality, but you were diagnosed by Dr. Cobb, Tommy J. Cobb, right? He's a gynecologist.
I had to have.
Okay.
Me.
I know, but
we first went and got.
One second, I'm sorry. Can you hold on for that thought? Hold that thought, please. So Dr. Cobb, he had a clinic, and that's in Columbus, Missouri?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let me see if I can find him. I'm just trying to get the name of the clinic and its address and phone number.
I got records over there at the other one, too. That's why I want to pick my blood work up in Columbus.
Well, I'm trying to figure out where you got diagnosed. What facility, what location?
Oh, the one that is stopping for the clinic. And then when I got ready to have the surgery, that was in Columbus.
Yeah, you're basically telling me the treatment location and the diagnosing. I just want to focus on the diagnosing location. What's Dr. Cobb's first name?
I think this is his first name, Tommy. I just call him Dr. Cobb.
Okay. And you got diagnosed. Your first time you heard it was a cancer, ovarian cancer, was in his doctor's office?
No, when my blood work came back, I had to go over to, I went over to Columbus then.
Is it a woman or a man?
It's a man.
It's a man, okay.
Before I had the surgery, I had to go over to Columbus. That's where the blood work and stuff was at.
Okay. Well, you get the blood work done, but that's not where you were diagnosed.
No, that was in Starkville where I was diagnosed. I see what you're talking about now.
I'm sorry. Where was it at?
It was in Starkville it's the women's clinic.
Okay. Okay, so Dr. Cobb is at the women's clinic?
Uh-huh.
And that's in Columbus, Missouri?
Oh, that's in Starkville. When I went over there to Columbus, that's where I got my blood work at.
Well, okay, and the blood work came back and you were diagnosed with cancer?
Yes.
Okay. And the doctor that oversaw the diagnosis, that's Dr. Cobb, it's a man?
Yes.
And he's with Women's Clinic of Columbus, Missouri?
Yes.